Generally, there's one really important rule when you're piloting a ship. Don't hit stuff. But when Aaron Brewer is driving the Bollard, he ignores that.
It's not often the Coast Guard actually pays you money to run into something. Now I got ice, and they're telling me, hey, go hit it. It's kind of, you know, it's nice.
Brewer is the officer in charge of a 7-man crew aboard the Bollard, a 65-foot Coast Guard cutter that's been breaking ice since the 1960s. The ship has a powerful engine and a thick steel hull that's great for smashing ice.
Line 3, I'll take line 4, beam 1 in charge of safety.
Our journey begins at a dock in Middletown. Brewer's crew runs through a quick safety check, assessing conditions on the Connecticut River. And then we're off. The Bollard is actually frozen to where it's docked on the river, so Brewer spends a few minutes ramming the ship back and forth to shake ice loose.
There's times when it gets thick enough, you're just backing and ramming, and you're going, boom, boom. You know.
Eventually, the Bollard sets out upon the river, cutting through cold winds under a bright sun.
This is actually going to be a good day to break ice because even though it's brutally cold, it's the sunlight. You know, those UV rays help break some of this stuff up in conjunction with what we're doing.
We're heading north, against the current. Brewer says the technique behind ice breaking is simple.
There's not real science to it. You just hit it and keep hitting it, you know?
Brewer throttles up and we slam right into a large chunk of stacked ice. Cracks ripple across the river's frozen surface and smaller chunks of ice break free, flowing downstream.
See behind me? See right there? Look at it all taken off.
Yeah,
Brewer says the Bollard's mission is vital. If the ship isn't breaking ice, the river will freeze and refreeze, creating stacked layers of ice. When spring comes, whatever's on the river is going to go with it, and that means those mini icebergs will unmoor, flowing downstream in large groups, causing damage to docks and riverfront property.
And if you're not breaking that and allowing this thing to free up from time to time, just kind of be on top of it and maintain it, when it goes to melt, it's going to melt all in their yard.
And there's also a commercial component to the Bollard's mission.
My understanding is back in the 80s, mid-90s, the commercial barge traffic that come up and down the Connecticut River was pretty heavy. So allowing those paths to be broke for the heating oil and the coal barges that would come up to Hartford and come up this way was pretty vital. But that's slowed down significantly now.
These days, Brewer says the Bollard responds to commercial requests as they come in. And as we head back to the dock, he tells me the ship's next mission is to clear ice for a company that runs Bald Eagle tours on the river. Then the Bollard will head back north, continuing to break apart ice on a river that seems to never stop freezing. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.